studio, though.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Grennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show coming to you from the RBR Network. Glad to have you joining us this evening for this cosmic journey we're getting ready to take together. Anyone can access the show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford, spelled R-E-N-F-O-R-D. You can go there live, or you can go also after the show into the archives, which is the on-demand section, if you want to listen to the show again. Now, if you're not online or you have someone who wants to hear the show, all you have to do is call in, 347-838-9142. And if you have a question, you call in, too, 347-838-9142. Annie, the moderator, will get you in. And, of course, we always love to have guests on the show and people calling in. So we're going to have a great show this evening, and we've got a wonderful psychic, intuitive, spiritual advisor and medium on the show with us this evening. Her name is Melanie Mitchell, and I'll be bringing her on in just a few minutes. But before I bring Melanie in for the show this evening, I want to tell you about all the shows we have all week long, because this is a network, the RBR Network. And, of course, my show is the first one. It's always on Mondays at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, Cosmic Contact Show. Then Tuesdays is the I Am Well Show. That's at 8 p.m. And the Night Search Show is at 9:30 p.m. That's every Tuesday. Wednesday is the No Show. That's at 7 p.m. And the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program, that's at 8:30 on Wednesday. These have been ongoing shows for a long time, so they're doing great. The Progressive News Weekly Show is at 5:30 on Thursday. Friday is the Searcher's Roadmap Show, and that's at 1 p.m. And then also the Dream Vision 7 Show, that's at 3 p.m. Saturday is Soul Town Sound of Music. That's at 3 p.m. Be sure and check out some music out of Memphis, Tennessee. Sunday is the Dream Vision 7 show, and that's at 3 p.m. Okay, that is a rundown of the shows right now. Well, today, though, we have a wonderful guest. We're going to have so much fun. She is amazing, and she's going to have us laughing, too. But I want to welcome her to the show, and my special guest this evening is Melanie Mitchell. She is a medium. She is a spiritual advisor, a healer, and a teacher. I'm always excited to have her on the show. This evening, her topic, she says, she's going to talk to us about stepping out of your comfort zone. Well, we know how we love to do that. Anyway, Melanie's going to tell us how to do it. She also has the ability and tunes in easily to infinite, her inner guidance. This is where she goes to get to be a heart-centered space of reflection to guide and heal, and that's what she's able to do. She just is a great space for that. You're going to love her healing. Melanie recently has given me several readings, and she's told me some great things regarding my departed family and loved ones. So I'm always amazed and thrilled with her accuracy and how she can connect with them. It's you're going to love it. So if you have lost someone, not too long ago, but it didn't have to be a question about that, but she can talk to you regarding that too. That is, she's excellent. So anyway, so I'm going to bring Melanie in, and we're going to have a great visit with her this evening. Let me get her inside here. Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Phil. How are you? Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, you can. Yes, I can. Even though we're both up here in the Northwest. A lot of these people are from other places. But anyway, we're going to have some fun tonight. But, Melanie, you know, again, I tell people about you all the time, and they always call me back and say, you know, that you gave them a great reading and helped connect, you know, with a loved one for them. But I know that you have a lot of things that you can share with us. And, I mean, I haven't seen you in a while, so why don't you tell us what's been going on with you? And you know, we're all going through this big ascension, so I know you want to talk about that some. See how we can get on the other side of it, Pastor.
Yes. And, you know, I want to again say thank you so much, Pam, for always giving me this opportunity to speak. And, you know, it feels like, you know, from my own experience, especially in the past couple months, there has been an incredible shift and change, not just with myself, but what I've noticed is with others, in a sense where change has become such a constant that it feels like we don't really have any control. We just kind of have to allow things to open up or doors to close so that more can open. So we are constantly just moving through this time of flux. And something that I've been really recommending to people is flexibility. Now, you know, I do a lot of mental yoga, and I do a lot of that, but I don't necessarily do physical yoga that well. I don't bend really easily in this physical world. I didn't have such a great gift given to me. But I can say, you know, within this moment of time, you know, as we're going through so many changes, it's important to allow ourselves to stay very, very flexible and practice being in the space of now. And, you know, when I say that, sometimes it sounds a little cliche because people are talking about, you know, well, you know, I don't want to know about now. I want to know about the future, you know. And I always say that the greatest reference point to the future is how we are experiencing and how we're making our choices within the present time. So with that being said, I have a couple of confessions to make. the topic that I wanted to talk about was getting out of, you know, how do we step out of our comfort zone? And in the past couple of weeks, I have taken it upon myself to take some swimming lessons. I don't swim, okay? I seem to be a sinker inside of the water, so I wanted to learn how to swim. So I actually have been taking, you know, a couple of lessons about learning how to float. And I can tell you, this experience has been such a heart-opening experience because you have to be vulnerable and you also have to be in a space of accepting where you are. You know, when we're children, we have this kind of free way about us where, you know, we know that we're wrapped and connected to the divine. We have a lot of faith in the unknown, and we can take risks and take chances. We don't really have this, like, great capacity or concern about death. And as we grow older, we tend to, you know, get this concern a little bit on our back. So when I was in the water, I found out that I had some anxiety around not water, but it was more so about, you know, the instruction. I was nervous about, you know, who was taking me through this process. So, and in fact, this particular teacher, she is absolutely phenomenal, but the past teachers that I've had have been, it was like, whoa, been in question. So this experience has really taught me that you know, if I come into an experience with doubt, if I come into an experience with this prejudgment of, you know, of not being able to be assisted, not being able to be helped, or I come into the sense of bringing my past to the present moment, then what we do is we end up bringing the past to the present moment. All of our anxiety will come up, all of our fear will come up from some past experience that may have nothing to do with now, because now is the time that we can shift and change, manifest a different perspective, and proceed in a new way, and step out into a space of unknown, knowing that we're safe. So, yes, I was vulnerable. I allowed myself to be open. I cried through the process. My poor swim teacher, God bless her, she was sitting there. She was like, you know, I'm an empathic crier, so I'm going to cry with you. I know this is an emotional experience. You're taking a step into new ground, you know, even though the ground is water at that time. And I finally, for the first time, learned how to float. And this space of freedom, you know, even though it sounds like a small thing, this kind of freedom of being able to float gave me awareness that it doesn't matter what age, it doesn't matter where you are in your life. You can always make a choice to learn something, experience something different, and to step out of where you are. Even if you're in a difficult situation, even if you are in in a relationship that you're trying to break something off with or bring together, or you're finding a new relationship with yourself, or you're leaving your job, or you're starting a new job, you always have an opportunity or choice to experience something in a different way, and to make a choice to let your past not be your guide. You know, to not allow, you know, your pre-experiences to necessarily predetermine what you're currently experiencing, and then just truly enjoy the moment. And so, you know, stepping out of your comfort zone, it definitely, at least from my own experiences, I've had to do, you know, this in many times of my life, because in order for me to grow, I have to step into the unknown, and I have to step into the unknown in a space of joy, in a space of learning, in a space of releasing as much of control as I possibly can, because as I let go of control, I'm giving that control to, you know, the divine, to a source that's beyond my awareness. I'm offering a sense of take me, allow me to learn and experience, allow me to grow without getting in the way of my own growth. So, you know, stepping out of your comfort zone is never easy, but it feels like it's something that we're being called to do in our everyday right now. Go ahead.
Because what you're talking about is exactly what I had to deal with today. I had to step out of my comfort zone. I go to the bank. They've got this machine inside, not outside now, and it's like an ATM.
Yes.
And if they're busy, now they want you to use that. Of course, I'm going, oh, they're not busy. I can get in line. Well, here comes this woman who swoops me away. And says, here, I want to show you how this works. And I'm going, I don't want to work this. I'm going to get out of here. And I started to get upset, and I said, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to see if I can get through this. And I hate technical stuff and having to do computer things. But anyway, I got through it, and I got on the other side of it. And of course, when I looked up, the woman who was behind me had already come and gone. I thought, see, I could have got in and out. So I had to do this. But then I was really proud of myself that I did it. And I was standing there going, I'm going to get mad at this woman for pushing me to do something I don't really want to do. I really did have to get out of my comfort zone. But you know what? You always feel better after you do. I'm so glad that you shared that. It is so, I bet you people do it all the time, and we don't even think about it, you know. But if we have to get out of our comfort zone, we're going to feel upset and mad and angry and nervous.
Yes.
You know, I don't
want to
do that.
Yes, say, you say a couple of words that you didn't even know you could create in your mind. You say a whole bunch of stuff, and you know, but it's such a gift to be able to see the other side of it, because you are free. You become free. You have a sense of freedom. So I just, you know, I strongly, you know, encourage anybody who's listening, you know, if you haven't, you know, allowed yourself to just take a moment and walk. It's not necessarily walk on the wild side, but, you know, take a road that you don't normally take, speak to people that you normally don't speak to, and just allow yourself to just take some risks. You'll find, and it don't have to be crazy risks. You don't have to jump out of a plane if you don't feel like it. But there's the sense of taking risks and getting past your own judgment, so that you can see the world in a different way. And as we do that, we're healing not just ourselves, we're healing the higher consciousness, we're healing human consciousness, so that we can see beyond what we're currently in. And what we're in right now is not bad, it's not good, it's just like this neutral place. And so, you know, it's just really good. Take a couple of risks, you know, experience something that you haven't, and enjoy it. Come with a, I always say, look at everything through the eyes of a child, with a space of wonder, excitement, and learning. So just thank you so much.
Yeah, it was a space of wonder today. I wondered if I would get through it, you know, and on the other side of it.
You
of course,
did.
You
know, did.
I had
Yay.
To push all these buttons and stuff, and I wanted to say, now do this, do that. And then I thought, well, here is the real instant teller, honey. Because they're replacing America. But anyway, it was great. And I love what you shared tonight. Melanie, are you doing anything interesting soon, or any classes that you're involved in, or are you doing any special reading somewhere?
I have this past week, I just finished a reader's panel up at Vision Quest Bookstore. It's out in Everett, Washington. So if you're nearby, you know, come by and experience. I mean, that it's, they have tons of events and things of that nature. It was wonderful. What else? On the 4th Thursday of this month, I'm also holding healing meditation up at Vision Quest. It's from 6:30 to 7:30, and it's $15. And I do a little bit of channeling with some sound healing and a little bit of conversation with each person to see where they are and what they're trying to move through. And we try to heal some of those things through that within that 1 hour. And it's a lot of fun. And that readers panel happens pretty much, we try to do it quarterly. And what that entails is there's about 4 to 5 different readers that are on that panel. And when you come, you can come with a question or come with no question. And those readers kind of intuitively pick out, you know, pick you or pick someone out of the audience to, you know, offer a different perspective or an answer to a question. And then the whole panel gets that, you know, to respond if they choose to. So it's a lot of fun. I'm also going to be speaking and doing and presiding at Power Memorial Church, that's in Seattle, Washington, on the first Sunday of next month, of October. And there's a lot of, you know, awesome things that are going on, you know, and I strongly encourage Soul Food. Coffee House is an amazing place, you know, to get readings, to have an experience, to have really wonderful coffee. And then you have, I also have a practice that's here called Shanti Integrative. You know, I work alongside an incredible naturopath. So it's been a wonderful and amazing ride of growth, you know, for me. And it's also really wonderful to see a lot of people experiencing new things within, you know, the events that I've been in. So. Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm doing just one bit at a time, but so far so good.
Well, that's the way to do it, honey. Well, I'm so glad we've got you on our show today. Well, Melanie, we've got a lot of people that have called in, so are you ready to tackle all these people? And I want everyone to know ahead of time, you get to ask one question. Don't be trying to ask
yes,
a bunch of questions.
Please.
So we want everyone to get in there. We've got about 40 minutes now, so this should take everyone in. Let's see who our first caller is. Been waiting since before you got on. Let's see.
That would be Laura from New Jersey.
Laura.
Okay.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hi, Melanie. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. How may I help you today?
How am I doing today?
Oh, how may I help you?
Oh, I was wondering if you can connect with my parents and see if they have a message for me.
Okay. And there is both of them are in spirit?
Yes.
Okay. So let me see here. Okay, it's interesting because, like, I am connected. I feel both of them are holding hands. Did they pass away at a young age?
No.
When I say young, like in their 60s, 70s?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. That feels young to me. I would say 60s, 70s feel young. You can never tell the age anymore. I feel their connection. They're both holding hands, and it's interesting because I see, even though I've got the connection, I feel your father connecting strongly, if that makes sense. Like he's the spokesperson. He's like, I'm here. That makes sense. He's waving at you, and his presence is very strong. Like I wouldn't be shocked that you don't feel him because he feels very. Like he has a very strong presence, and when he was in a space, you would kind of look at him, if that makes sense. Like you would know he was there. He's a very strong presence. And he's telling you, he's kind of holding on to your shoulders while holding on. I see your mom, and she's overwhelmed emotionally, if that makes sense. Not in a sad way, but in a good way, in a joyous way, because I feel like you've been trying to communicate to them through your prayers and when you're walking around, I feel like you just kind of just check in with them. Is that true?
Yeah, it is. I think my dad dropped pennies for me a lot. I think it's my dad doing that.
Yes, yes. And what he's doing is that he's putting his arms around, like he's placing his arms like on your arm, like on, I can't explain how to do this. If I was in front of you, I'd be able to do it. He's like rubbing the sides of your arm, and he's kind of just giving you this sense of comfort. And he says, not only pennies, nickels, if that makes sense. I keep hearing nickels. And he's just proud of you, but it's also like he's trying to comfort you. Have you been going through some, you know, it's not difficulty, but it almost feels like feeling kind of alone, if that makes sense. It's like I'm trying to get through these processes. And it's not that you feel alone. He's kind of just here reassuring the word. He says, I'm reassuring. Thank you, because I don't have words. He seems like he has a lot of words. He says he's reassuring you and letting you know that it's all right, okay? And that he's with you. But your father has a very strong presence because you and your mom feels quiet and loving, if that makes sense. And she's just looking at you. She's kind of staring at you, if that makes sense. And happy to see you, but were you, did you all have any miscommunication at all before she passed?
No. My mom and I were really close.
Okay.
She did pamper my brother. She pampered them a lot.
Okay.
But
that's what's going on because she
that.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but it's kind of like they're like right here, and she's looking at you as if you need to know through her eyes that she's always loved you, and you knew that. Do you understand? You know that.
Yeah.
But it was hard because she would worry and be concerned about the others, but she was never worried about you. Do you understand?
That makes
it was almost
sense.
Like you. Yeah. And so she's just here, and she's just, and I mean, I'm getting so warm inside because, and I'm emotional because she wants you to know that she's like staring at you, and she's being very steady with you, and she's letting you know that I love you. I love you. I always have loved you. I feel like you all were close in a way that you don't have, like, you didn't really have to say anything to your mom. Does that make sense? Like, you all didn't have to really have a deep conversation. You just would look at her, and you would have an awareness about where she was. And she's just telling you and reassuring how much she loves you. And it feels like she knows that when I say from miscommunication, it almost felt like the way that she felt about you wasn't always communicated, because she was focused on sometimes some other things. But you just need to know how much she appreciates and loves you, okay?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, my mom and I always told her how much I loved her.
Yes, it was true. You told her that. That's true. She wants you to know that it was a mutual thing, and it feels like she, not only did she know that, it's almost like her, what I keep hearing from her is like at the time, her head or her mind was kind of in another. It's almost like she had some other things on her mind. So it's almost like she didn't. It's not that she didn't know she loved you. She's just saying like she wishes that she could have communicated that in a more way. If that makes sense, a more straightforward way to you. But she's staring at you like you just need to know that she's with you. She's steady. She's with your dad. They're both in a very comfortable place. But your father is really, he really is showing his presence. So you may really feel him or see him. When I say see him, I may feel like I see him in dream time as well. He has a very strong presence over here. And he's doing fine. He's saying, I'm doing fine. That's what I hear. And I'm doing fine.
Yeah, sometimes things will move in my apartment, and I'm assuming they're from him when that happens.
Yes, 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 yes. He was a great man. He kind of also feels like he had a dry sense of humor too. But I just, you know, you just need to know that you're so loved, Laura, and thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I was hoping he'd have some kind of message, though, about what's going on with me in my life right now.
Well, that was the feeling that I got around that was the presence of your father. So it felt like he was coming into a space of reassurance and kind of standing and being with you. So it's like, okay. The one thing I heard was that the timing, there's something about timing, if that makes sense. And he's almost like pacing you to make sure that things are at the right timing. And he's also there for reassurance. But your father's presence is really strong right now because I think that he, you know, I love both of your parents, but it felt like your father had a feeling of being a force to reckon with. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it was like,
yeah.
he was a force to reckon with. So he's kind of standing up through you so that you know, whatever it is that you're doing, whatever may be discouraging you, he's kind of standing up for you, and he's also protecting you, and he's kind of guiding your way to know the right timing. And you tend to know the right timing by a penny, but you also will know the right timing by a nickel. And I don't know why I'm hearing a nickel, too, so just a nickel. But he, that's the feeling. It feels like he's there supporting you. And I don't know exactly what you're going through, but if that was the message. The feeling to me was he was there for you. He is there for you, just standing with you as you're going through your cycle, as you're going through whatever changes that you're going through, and he's asking you to stand up and to know that he's behind you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate everything. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you, Laura. Laura, have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hi. Okay, we've got another caller. Let's bring him in. This is Patricia from Memphis, Tennessee. All right.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, how are you, Patricia?
I am fine. Thank you. Thank you so much for having us on.
Good, thank you. How can I help you today?
I've had several people actually cross over, in the last several years in my life. And I feel like I feel their presence more now than I have before. And so I was just wondering, who's coming through. And also I have my aunt on the line, and we've lost some loved ones. And so we just want to see, for validation purposes, just confirmation that our loved ones are okay, and we'd like to see who's coming through.
Okay. You have a lot coming through, huh? Yes. Yes,
that
ma'am.
Static noise, is that on your end or is that mine?
Yes, Melanie, I'm getting that static noise again.
Okay, let me see something. Let me see if I can. I'm going to try it this way.
It's gone now. It's gone now.
Okay, good. Okay. So, Oh my goodness. Hold
it's
on
back.
Smile. Okay. I have to. I'm sorry. My dog is. It's pacing back and forth. Okay, so Patricia, going back to what it is that you asked, the thing is that you have about 10 to 15 spirits that are over here in spirit working with you. It's almost like a family feeling. And so the thing is that I am only going to do the best that I can to see who comes towards me. Because sometimes, I will do the best I can within the timing that I have. I wanted to ask you a question. Do you have a brother in spirit or someone that was close like a brother to you? Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay. You need to know, oh my gosh, when I'm communicating, I mean, I feel like I get so warm.
It's not a brother, but it was somebody I was very close to.
That's close like a brother. Yeah. He feels like he would be like, even though you weren't his, a biological sister or anything like this, I feel like I was really close to you like a, you were like my sister. I feel he's very present. With you, and I feel like he's joking. And when I say joking, I feel like he may have been young when he passed. When I say not too young, but young, like in his, can I say like in his 30s or 40s? Did he pass around that time?
No, the person I'm thinking of would pass in his 50s.
50s, okay. But I have a question. Does this guy did he act young at heart?
Yes.
Was he kind of like a goofball? I don't mean to say that, but like a goofball, like kind of goofy, like would make jokes, dry humor, funny. I feel a presence like that. I also feel a grandmother's energy nearby as well.
What kind of energy? I'm sorry.
Grandmother. And I feel like this one, it feels like I'm very, very close to her. Even if I wasn't even if I wasn't close, complete when I was closer to her when I was younger, and I feel like she's been with you throughout life, if that makes sense. So she's kind of been some spirit that's been watching over you throughout, and I feel like it's maternal. Like I feel like it's on your mother's side. Did you know your grandmother's on your mom's side? Your grandmother on your mom's side?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I feel, and I see a really big smile on her face, like a really beautiful smile, like happy, like really happy smile on her face that you're here. And she just feels like a consistent spirit with you. And I also wanted to ask you a question. Your aunt is online. Can I ask a question? Does she have a sister that passed?
No. Yes, she does. Yes, she surely. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Sure. Okay. It's funny because Shirley feels, I love Shirley, but Shirley feels very, grounded. When I say grounded, kind of, she could be sometimes set in her ways, but she was beautiful. You understand what I'm saying? Like, she was set in her ways, but she was very beautiful. When I say beautiful, just a good spirit. And I feel her coming in. She's sitting down though. I wanted to ask her, did she ask your aunt, does she have any issues or any conditions with her legs or with her the middle part of her body or anything, her legs or chest?
No. No.
Okay. Because she's just kind of sitting down, and I don't know, I've never really seen, most people in spirit to me, I've seen them sit down, but I always think that they sat down because how they passed, it was like, there was something that was going on, you know, either with the legs. But I feel the presence of her sister. And it's interesting because I see this woman and I feel like from a figurative level, she's showing me herself doing things with her hands. I don't know if she's, it feels like she's knitting or doing something like this. And the message that I want to give to her sister is that I feel like I'm trying to put some things together. And I don't know if your aunt has been kind of, it's not that she's been sad, but it's almost like she's trying to kind of get some things put together with her, with home, with her space. And her sister's kind of around just putting things together, trying to put little bits and pieces together. Because there's a feeling around Shirley that she was someone that feels like she likes to solve things. I don't know why, like to help solve things. Is that true? Do you know, is that from your aunt? Does she know if that's true? She was like a solver. She likes to solve things. Okay. So she's there, just tell your aunt that she's there kind of putting together, and she says, oh, and I miss her a lot. That's what I hear. Oh, and I miss her a lot. And that's coming from her heart to your aunt. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
This was a sister that was later, a year before she died is when she connected with the family. So we don't really have a close relationship with her. But what you're really describing is more of my grandmother who crocheted a lot. And are you sure you're not still picking up on my grandmother?
Okay, this feels like the sister's energy to me. So I could be very, very wrong. But the feeling is like the figurative energy of the sister was like she was trying, she's trying to put something together, and maybe she was trying to pull
her family together because she was unknown.
That's it, and she's still doing that. So I don't know why, but it feels like she's still trying to get people together. I don't know if there was a falling out or still some separation. But she's still, even in spirit, trying to bring people together. But I got to ask you this one other question, Patricia. Do you have a male, is your father in spirit?
Yes, he is.
Were you very close to him?
Extremely.
He sits beside you. And he says, I sit beside her every day. That's what I hear. I sit beside her every day.
Wow.
And, you know, you're like him, right? You know,
yes.
You have, You're gonna, you know, you're very straight to the point. You do whatever it is that you need to do. Like you're very like him, and it's weird because I would want to say like he wasn't a coach that I know of, but he has this feeling like, you know, a boss man, if that makes sense. Not boss. I don't want to say it like that, but he
like
you know,
what now? Like a boss
like.
Yeah.
Like a boss like a boss man, like I'm gonna get some things done. And he kind of systematized you, and it's weird because I wanted to ask you, did he have any appreciation or affinity to any sport? Like football
for any sport?
Or anything like that?
No.
Yeah.
None.
Okay. Because he's showing me the only thing that I hear, the message as he's been sitting beside you, because he sits every day, the message that I heard from him is, it's about how you play the game. That's all I hear. It's about how you play the game. And I don't know what you're doing. You know, I feel like it may be that you're making some big decisions. And,
okay.
You know, sometimes we're trying to figure out stuff, and we're taking things a little too seriously. And what I need to do is I kind of just have to look at it like a game and just find the strategy that way. But he sits beside you every day. He says every day. He sits beside
What about my aunt? Does he have any message for my aunt?
His sister.
I mean his sister.
So
my
here
aunt.
We go.
Okay, last question.
Okay, I know this is the last question. I see. I'm so sorry. I was never expecting to do this, but he gets up and he just gives her a hug. Like, he is just over here hugging her. Like, hugging her. Was she the little sis or the big sis? Or the middle sis? She's a little sis?
Big sister, older
the
sister.
The big sis? Okay, but was he kind of bigger than she? If that makes sense. Like, did he have a lot of... Because it's like he feels bigger than she does somehow, but he's just giving her this huge hug, like just giving her hugs, and he's just happy to see her. I feel emotionally happy to see her, and I also feel like I hear this for her. I see him patting her on the back, and I keep hearing that she's going to get through this. I'm going to get through this. I'm going to get through this. That's what I keep hearing from him. So I don't know what she's going through, but she just needs to know from him. He's saying that she's going to get through something. And so he's kind of he's with her, kind of encouraging her to keep moving on, keep moving forward. Because I feel like it's not that she's been sad, and maybe she has been sad, but it feels like I sometimes don't want to keep moving. And he's saying keep going, telling her to keep going.
Okay.
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 All right. Well, thank you
and
so much. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, and he sends a lot of love to you and the family. Like, he really, he loves you all. Like, he loves you all so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
All right, everyone.
Thank you so
well,
much.
I want to thank everyone that's called in. If you want to contact Melanie and have a reading with her, you can go to www.jadevisionary.com, and her phone number is 773-289-8872. Melanie, I keep getting so much static, honey, when you're talking. Are you
this,
on?
I'm not. The
you
weird
have, you
thing
have
is,
your phone.
Here, let me.
You have,
I
you
do have.
Ear,
I have earphones on, but here.
Take myself out of here. Hold on. Let me see. Can you hear me now?
Yes, you sound a lot better now.
Okay, so I took my earphones off. So if you hear back, I have you on speakerphone just because my volume sometimes when I'm doing connecting this way, it gets kind of weird. So I'm just going to stay on speakerphone. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine. And I understand about the volume and everything because you're – when spirit comes through, it makes a lot of noise sometimes. But you do sound a lot better, but I do know, even myself, I can't use earbuds. I have to talk, you know, into my
yes.
phone. Well, look, let's move on because we still got several people here. And I mean it, one question. Don't let them get you into 10 questions. They want to, though.
Thank
I would, too.
Thank you.
Hi, right, Donna.
Thank you.
Donna from California. Hi, Donna.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Donna? Did I get the name right, Donna?
Yes, that's correct. Thank you.
Hi, Donna. How can I help you?
I wanted to know if a relationship. I would like to get married. I've never been married. I'm a senior now.
Yes.
And, you know, I have been in relationships, but I miss the companionship, and I'd like to have that one special partner, you know, with a man. So,
yes,
I don't know what you're
I understand. I understand.
Yeah.
So the feeling that I get with you is like, I feel like I've done everything that I could possibly do, and now I just want him to come.
Yeah.
And the feeling is, the first thing that I heard was, let go, Donna, let go. And it was weird because you're like, well, let go of what? It's not
yeah.
that you have to let go of the dream. It's more so if you want that to happen, you have to allow yourself to just kind of say, all right, this is what I want. I've done everything that I know that I can do. The only thing... Okay, can I ask a question? Are you in your 50s? I don't mean to you don't have to answer if you don't want to.
I'm 62.
Okay. Can I ask a question about 54? Around 54, where were you?
I was in my same town in California. And
okay.
70s, 60s. I was in a relationship but about to break up, I think. Yeah.
Okay. It's cool because I know that you've done a lot of work to kind of clear that path, you know, because
yeah.
it felt like
yeah.
it was just like, you were like, dude, this isn't working. Congratulations
no.
for doing that. But now I almost feel like, I feel like I need to let myself, let go, allow myself to kind of be free. It's not about doing what you feel like you're supposed to do to get the relationship. It's almost like, and then I keep hearing, I'm sorry, they're saying, find him in unexpected places. So the feeling is that, you know, it feels like, you know, you could, and it's weird because I get energy from, and it's weird, I don't think Colorado is Midwest, but it feels like, because I'm in Washington, so I don't know where, is Colorado in the Midwest or is it considered West?
I don't know. I think there's
okay.
California, Utah, and
okay.
then Colorado.
The feeling is the energy of the masculine or what's directed to you comes from a sunny area, and it feels like around Colorado, Nevada, that kind of thing. And I feel
uh-huh.
like I need to kind of go and travel. I need to go and experience life. And you're like, well, Melanie, I've experienced life. But they're saying
I've
like,
traveled a lot.
Yes, it feels like I want to take some steps out, and I feel like I want to go travel, but it's weird, like Colorado, Nevada, that kind of energy around there. And, you know, when it comes to marriage, first, I know you want to get married, but even though you feel like if you get into a relationship, you're going to know, okay, which I feel
mm-hmm.
like you will to some degree, there's an aspect of you that needs to be willing and able to take it really slow and trust that person. Because if you jump too fast into the marriage part, it's not great. Do you understand what I mean? So they're saying
yeah.
to you,
makes sense.
There's male energy that comes and cycles towards you, especially around the springtime. The spring, you're like now in the fall, but I keep feeling the spring. Feel like I
okay.
want to look, stay open towards the spring. And I also want to allow myself to let go of, it's almost like let go of the expectation of how he's supposed to come, because it feels like he's coming in an unexpected way. And then I'm sorry. I have to ask you one other question. Do you have anyone around you that's a dear friend of yours, like really, really close guy friend?
No. My brother,
okay,
I talk to my brother every day.
No, that does not count. That does not count, Donna.
No.
Even though I love you, your brother, this does not count. The guy's going to come to you almost as a good friend, and it's going to move into another direction. So stay wide open. This guy needs to be able to travel. The crazy part about you is that the person that needs to stand beside you has to be a risk taker and has to be able to enjoy life like you do. So that means you have to go in the unexpected places, and he finds you, like, you know, in random places, like little trips, things like this. He's going to want to take on. So springtime, man, yes. Married, yes, but I want to take my time in the relationship. I'm more focused on wanting to have a long-term relationship than anything else. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, yes.
Yes.
Yes,
so,
and I can see how I would jump into it too quickly.
Way.
Huh?
Yes. Yes. That's true.
Yeah, and not to jump
okay.
into it so quickly. Yeah. Oh, that was terrific.
Yes,
wow.
You can. Yeah, because you can get to the thing is I know you like to get to the nitty gritty, but sometimes you got to taste the fruits of your labor.
Yeah.
Take time and enjoy it, okay?
That's so true, yes. And, that was such a wonderful reading. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Many blessings, Donna. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everyone, if you want to get in touch with Melanie after the show and give a full reading with her, go to www.jadevisionary.com or call her at 773-289-8872. Okay, we've got about 10 more minutes left, and we've got several callers still on the line, so I'm going to bring the next one in. So make it one quick question, everybody, so we can get more people on.
Okay.
Hello. This is.
Hi.
I'm Love.
Yep. How are you?
Good. From Connecticut.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
How can I help you?
Okay. So I don't even have to. It's a ditto of Donna's question.
Okay. All right. So it's crazy. I'm going to say this, and you're going to be like, what? Okay. do you have a lot, are you focusing on a whole lot of change right now?
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Okay. What I heard was that now is not the time. Now is not the time. Even though you've been looking for your guy for like eons, they're saying, now is not the time, because it feels like you're doing a lot of an emotional remove. Like I would say, creating a U-Haul truck of emotions, and you're shipping your emotions somewhere else. Like you're letting go of a lot of old things. You're shifting. Okay.
Yes.
So it's like right now, you know, to be able to trust someone, I need to just kind of wait it out a little bit.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to go and experience people, love,
okay.
But it's like, you know, for that solid permanent thing, they say now is not the time. I heard it really, really clearly. And I was like, but wait, why not? But you know, that's what they said, because you're changing. You're by the mid of next year, you're going to be a completely different person.
By the what?
Okay. You're
going to, by when?
By
Sorry?
The mid of next year.
Okay.
Okay, so you, and they say, do you like to exercise? Are you a big, like, I want to exercise thing person?
Yes. Yes, I'm into yoga.
Okay, because I can, you're into yoga. I also see you doing something that's going to be strengthening your muscles. It's not like, what is that called? It's like a franchise that's humongous and it's huge. It's core fitness.
Pilates?
It's the thing where people get, no, not Pilates, it's core, it's like a, ah, crap, I can't remember, but they're showing me, like, you're going to be building a lot of, toning and building a lot of muscle. And as you're doing that, you're going to meet someone alongside you that's doing the same.
Oh,
okay?
So that's what we meet. I meet him while I'm exercising.
Yes, you're meeting it while you're exercising. But the thing is that you don't want to push too hard, because I know that there's a part of you, your gift, you have a lot of energy. And they're saying, like, a lot of times when you feel something, you also want to dive cold turkey into something. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Take your time. But they're saying, like, don't even worry about a relationship right in this moment, because you're really doing, like, a feng shui of life right now. By the mid of next year, I feel like I'm a different person. I'm opening myself up to someone. And he has a lot of similarities as you do. He's tall, and he's got, I feel like, brown hair. And that's weird, because I don't always see people. But I see, like, tall brown hair and a prominent Adam's apple. Don't know why his Adam's apple is so in my face, but it's there.
That's too funny.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Hang in there and congratulations on all the work you're doing. Bye. Okay, bye.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we got a few more minutes left. So let's bring Kathy from California.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
Hey.
How can I help you?
So,
I moved from Seattle. I'm from Seattle. And I moved here to San Francisco. Yeah, I moved down about a year ago to the Bay Area around San Francisco. And Well, it's cold. Of course, the summer I came down here, it's extra cold. But I haven't made my group of friends yet. You know, I am outgoing and friendly.
Yeah.
People haven't stuck yet, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's weird, because I know this sounds weird. It still doesn't feel like you're home.
Mm.
And it was a good move. I feel like it was a good move for a lot of different reasons, you know. On a business level, other things, I feel like, oh, yeah, this is good. You understand what I mean? That was a good experience. But they're saying that what they're showing me is you there, and I see all these lines circling toward, like, that are coming from the East Coast, coming from Seattle, coming from New York, coming from, I see all of these friends, like, away from where you are.
I talk on the phone a lot to my other friends and things
And they're saying to you that I know that you're looking for your neighborhood of people, but they're saying the importance, I don't know if you're going to get it there like you're expecting, but the weird thing is I'm seeing this restaurant, right? I'm seeing this restaurant, and I feel like I meet a lot of the community around food. I don't know. I see you going and, like, meeting people around food. I don't know if you like, of course everybody likes food, but I mean, I don't know if you like to go to, like, events and stuff like that, but I see food all over the place, but it still doesn't feel like home there, you know?
Right.
So I think, you know, you need to give it up to, like, for the community building, give it about 2 years. You're going to see what you sow in November of next year.
Oh,
okay.
That's a lot.
So, but you do need to go and visit some friends, man. I'm serious. Do you have a friend in New York?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I need to go see that person. Like, I need to stretch my, I know you're tired, Catherine. But, you know, I feel like I need to really tighten the bonds that I have, because I actually feel you, I don't know how long you're going to be there. It's not a bad place that you are, but I don't know how long you're going to be there. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like it there a lot?
Well, a lot of it is the connections part of it. I do like the city a lot, but you know, like you said, the personal connections haven't happened. That's part
yeah,
of it is
but
I don't like.
But you know, your personal connections are what make you feel like home, like
right.
your home.
Yeah.
Okay, so remember that.
But I don't
want to
go back.
You go.
I'm not interested in returning to Seattle.
That's right. You don't have to. Your home is not Seattle. Your home, I don't know if is there, but they're saying that there's more sun for you somewhere
uh-huh.
else, and I feel more at home there.
Okay. Yeah, I could see
okay.
in this Northern California, but maybe not this city. Yeah.
Yes, that's it. There you go. Keep on going.
Okay.
That's it. So don't, you know, give yourself about next year, and then I feel like I'm building more of a community.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right, Catherine. Send you so
Thank
much
you.
Love. Yes, hang in there. All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hang in there, just like everybody, during this transition time. Okay, again, we're going to have another caller. This is the last one that we can bring in because the show is over, but we can do a little. We can stretch a little bit. So if you want to hear, talk to Melanie, though, call her at 773-289-8872. Now, I'm going to bring Melvin in from Georgia. He's our 6th, 7th caller
okay.
tonight, okay? Hi, Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
Hi. Thank you all for taking my call. Thank you very, very much.
All right. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going through a workman's comp claim on my job. I got injured, back in July of this year, and I hurt my
yes.
knee and my elbow, my left arm and my lower back. And I've been out of work in for about 3 weeks, and they didn't accommodate me with any workman's comp benefits.
Yep.
And now I'm back. The doctor told me I can go back to work, but I can't use my left arm. So I went back last night.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they had me doing all kinds of stuff. But I just want to know, like, what would come out? What would come out of this for me? Because
okay.
they got me scheduled to see a physical, not a physical therapy. I already did physical therapy, but a specialist.
Yeah.
And they haven't
yeah.
contacted me yet. But what would come
okay.
out of this for me? Just fine.
It, so I'm going to, Melvin, I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it. It feels like one of those slow, I'm going to call it the slow constipated process, okay?
Yeah.
Constipation,
yeah.
That's what it feels kind of
right.
slow. But the thing is that they're showing me that even though you can't use your, you said it was your right arm, they said that your left arm? Okay, don't wonder
yes,
I'm moving because I'm moving my left. Okay. Okay, your right arm or which the arm that you can use feels like you're going to be able to get a lot more energy through there. You're going to be able to do a little bit more than what you think. But I feel like when you were first talking, I kept seeing this guy, this male energy that is at your job. He may be the head manager, the head of the company.
Right.
And there's this feeling of not always wanting to take responsibility for what has happened. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
For what has happened.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you're right.
You've got to, yeah, but the thing, and it's hard because he's like that with everyone there. It's almost like he wants you, it's like he's not going to take, it does. As long as you can work, he doesn't really care. Does that make sense? And my thing for you is that you've got to figure out how far you want to go in this, because it's a very slow road. I would recommend to you to not go into a space of complete victimhood, if that makes sense, because they're showing me that you are very, you can, when you think something into existence, Melvin, you actually can create it. They're saying that you're a strong manifester. When you believe in something, it kind of happens. And so they're saying that you want to pay attention to the way that you've been communicating to yourself and pay attention don't get to a place where you feel like you can't do anything, because that's also not true. It's just a very long, it's going to be a long process. Not the physical therapist, but it may be an occupational therapist or something like this that you're heading to.
Yeah.
It's going to be a benefit to you. Yes.
I'm sorry.
You've done your physical therapy.
Yeah, I did my physical therapy. Also, I just did an MRI. They did an MRI on all three areas of my arm, with my arm and my knee and my lower back. And there's some questions about it. But the doctor that told me, she doesn't want to really tell me because she can't read MRI results. And that's why they're sending me to the specialist.
Yeah, because the feeling is that these are little, they're little, it's weird because I don't prescribe or diagnose, I'm no doctor in any way, but it feels like there's little cracks or little fractures, little cracks I keep seeing in your arm, as well as in a disc or something like this, that sometimes makes it hard to move. So my thing is that you will have to be patient. I think that you will get some compensation for the experience, but you may have to push. But they're also saying that there's people that are around you that may work around you. There's a group of people that have also been treated a little bit the guy doesn't feel like a terrible person. He just kind of is watching out for himself, this head manager. But I feel like you have people around you that have experienced the same thing. And it would be really neat if you all would be able to communicate a little bit about this, you know, try to figure out what to do. But I also feel like you need to go directly to him and let him know what's going on. Did you speak to him directly?
Yes, ma'am. I spoke with him the day that I got, the next day after the injury, and he told me verbally that he didn't see what I saw. I mean,
okay, when it came to the incident that created all of this.
Right.
He didn't see the incident in the same way.
No, ma'am. That's what he told me.
Okay. So the thing is, if there's the thing is that there may need to be a little bit more proof on your end, because they're saying more proof. They're yelling more proof. There may need to be more proof on your end. And it's going to be a little bit of a long path, but you will get through it. Your arm is going to heal. Your back is also going to come into a better place. It really feels kind of stiff right now. That feels like it hurts a little bit. But my thing is, the key for you, don't go into a space of victim. Don't lose sight of yourself, because you're a strong person. And you can, the thing is that you'll be able to get, I see you getting compensation. It may not be a lot, but it'll be enough to carry you through. Okay?
Okay. Do you have any figures on that?
I don't. I wish I did.
The
other thing that I hear is pay attention to details when it comes to paperwork.
That's what
they're saying. Pay the details when it comes to paperwork and ask questions, Melvin. They said you need to be able to ask questions. Sometimes you don't ask a lot of questions. You need to ask questions when you don't understand when it comes to the paperwork, okay?
Yeah, you're right. Because, yes, ma'am, because I was out. The doctor actually took me out of work for about 3 weeks, and I just went back last night and scheduled to go back tonight. And I'm only working like 2 days, but the 3 weeks that I was out, I was supposed to have gotten workman's compensation, a check, you know, because they said I couldn't work. So the doctor, I would have to get the paperwork from my employer to take to the doctor to have them fill that out. Do you see that working out for me? Would they give me the paperwork?
Yes, they will, but you need to have you want to be cognizant of the details that you put out there. Make sure that you have accurate details, time and place where everything happened. Like they say, you want to be very specific about what happened, okay?
Right.
Very specific.
Okay.
I bless you, Melvin. May you have a wonderful day.
Okay, I have wrote down your number, and I want to contact you for a more thorough reading. And
that would be great. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Melvin.
All right. Have a blessed night. Thank you all.
You too. God bless you. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wow. Everybody's going through stuff, aren't they, honey? We all have our...
We all are. This is being human. This is like human, human 405, not 101.
Well, you know, it's karma too. So we're here to work karma out, learn some lessons. Yeah. Well, Melanie, it's been wonderful to have you on the show tonight, and we didn't get to everybody, but there was a lot of people in the chat room too. So we're going to have you back on the show again real soon. And have you got anything you would like to say in closing?
Just thank you, Pam, and everyone. And please, everyone, hang in there. You know, this year, a lot of people are like, this year's going to be great. This year has been great, but it has had its up and down. The important thing is to go within, stay honest and stay truthful, because everything that is on the inside of you can be reflected outside. So if you're in a space of peace, find that peace that's outside of you. If you're in a space of turmoil, you may see that turmoil very strongly in front of you too. So, you know, pay attention to your thoughts, pay attention to what it is that you want to manifest, and pay attention to your own authenticity, because truth is a very important thing within this moment of time, especially when it comes to karmic changes, karmic healing, karmic experiences, just like Pam said. So have a wonderful day. Thank you all. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, get online next Monday. We've got Gail Donnelly coming on. She is a psychic. She does tarot. She's really good. She's written some books. But I want to thank Melanie again for today. And Annie, did you have anything to say in closing?
I just wanted to thank Melanie. My goodness, what an awesome show. There were so many folks. I feel so horrible. We have to have you again sometime soon, girl. But it's just great. I love just hearing you help all these folks. So thank you. Everyone have a great week. You're welcome.
Yeah, you too. Yeah.